now my privilege to introduce Tyson Cook, a civil and environmental engineer who's had a worldwide impact through his past role with Engineers Without Borders. And he is now focusing on the Wisconsin environment in his role as Director of Science and Research for Clean Wisconsin. Tyson.
Hey, everybody. It's great to see you all out here today on this beautiful Madison Day. By being out here today, you're joining thousands of people across Wisconsin, throughout the entire United States, and around the world who are calling on their government officials to adopt policies based on sound science and to protect our health and our environment. You understand that science is not just something people in lab coats do, although some of you do. I like your lab coat. Science is how we understand the world and work to make it better. By the way, I am Tyson. I work for Clean Wisconsin. We've been doing that since the first Earth Day 47 years ago in 1970. We're using science to be your voice, fighting to protect our water, our air, our environment. And science doesn't just tell us why to protect the environment, it helps us figure out how. By relying on science, we stopped acid rain. We controlled the hole in the ozone layer. We saved the bald eagle. Come on. And science can give us other answers too. Here's one. Is there any safe level of lead in drinking water? No. Is carbon pollution from power plants causing global warming? The problem is, and as you all know, it's not always smooth sailing. Our leaders don't always recognize and apply scientific information when making the policies that affect us all. So yes, science can make the world a better place, but we have to use it. And unfortunately, right now, we have an EPA head who denies the facts about climate change. We have a DNR in Wisconsin scrubbing information from their website. We have politicians who are ignoring science. They need to hear from us that we demand they take action, that they heed science and protect our environment. Because the truth is, if you go out and you ask real, live people living anywhere in America, we will tell you that, of course, we want clean water to drink, to swim in, to fish in. Of course, we want clean air to breathe. And yes, the majority of us trust scientists and trust in scientific evidence. In every single state, in every single congressional district across the country, the majority of us recognize that climate change is happening. The majority of us in every state and every congressional district in America support carbon pollution limits on coal power plants. The disconnect between science and policy doesn't start until you get away from Main Street and away from County Line Road. To paraphrase another Tyson, the great thing about scientific fact, though, is that it's true whether or not you recognize it. And because science works and because progress marches on, there is hope. Today, we don't have rivers catching fire. Today, we're producing more clean energy than ever before, and it's getting cheaper all the time. By coming out today, by choosing to speak out for science, you all are sending a message to our state and federal leaders that you won't be silent, that you will fight for science, for our future, for our children, for our planet. You are stepping up, demanding action. Now, You've taken the first step just by coming out here today, and that's great. But I invite you to take the next one too. Lend your voice as scientists and as citizens in this movement. Volunteer for your favorite environmental group. Write or call your local legislature. Join Clean Wisconsin's email action network, cleanwisconsin.org/act. You can do it with your phone, it's real easy. Whatever you do, don't be silent. Thank you.